of Finland, France, Germany, Spain, Netherlands, Norway, Italy, and Sweden. In our discussions, some questions on the two-tier approach have been raised and allow us to also address some of them. We very much welcome that the draft report takes up the two-tier approach. We agree with Switzerland that this is a crucial element of the text and that these paras incorporate meaningful and substantial progress. We think the ambassador of Switzerland clearly indicated why this approach can make sense. In this regard, we are also grateful for the perspective that was elaborated by the distinguished colleague from the United States, who underlined that the two-tier approach can serve as a useful way of organizing our thinking. In our view, it would be helpful to agree on a two-tier approach based on the recognition that lethal autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are de facto prohibited and should not be developed or used, and that further work is needed to operationalize this commitment at national level because reaffirmation of existing IHL norms and their applicability to laws can promote adherence and implementation. Good faith interpretation of such IHL norms can be enhanced when we establish converging views on the basic parameters for or direction of such interpretation, including by clarifying or spelling out, putting into detail the norms as concerns the specific context, or by providing examples of how good faith interpretation and implementation can be achieved. The more clarity on the prohibition of employment of certain weapons exists, the less likely will their development and production be. In the same vein, if the boundaries of employment are clearly demarcated, there will be increased certainty in the limits for development and production. Thank you.